The Sermons of the Humble Cure of Ars, St. John Vianney. Sermon for the first Sunday of Lent, titled, We Are Nothing in Ourselves. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Temptation is necessary to make us realize that we are nothing in ourselves. St. Augustine tells us that we should thank God as much for the sins for which we have been preserved, as for those which he has the charity to forgive us. If we have the misfortune to fall so often into the snares of the devil, we set ourselves up again too much on the strength of our own resolutions and promises, and too little upon the strength of God. This is very true. When we do nothing to be ashamed of, when everything is going along according to our wishes, we dare to believe that nothing could make us fall. We forget our own nothingness and our utter weakness. We make the most delightful protestations that we are ready to die rather than to allow ourselves to be conquered. We see a splendid example of this in St. Peter, who told our Lord that although others might be scandalized in him, yet he would never deny him. Alas! To show him how man, left to himself, is nothing at all, God made use not of kings or princes or weapons, but simply of the voice of a maidservant, who even appeared to speak to him in a different way. A moment ago he was ready to die for him, and now Peter protests that he does not even know him, that he does not know about whom they are speaking. To assure them even more vehemently that he does not even know him, he swears an oath about it. Dear Lord, what we are capable of when we are left to ourselves. There are some who, in their own words, are envious of the saints who did great penances. They believe that they could do as well. When we read the lives of some of the martyrs, we would, we think, be ready to suffer all that they have suffered for God. The moment is short-lived, we say, for an eternity of reward. But what does God do to teach us to know ourselves, or rather, to know that we are nothing? This is all he does. He allows the devil to come a little closer to us. Look at this Christian who a moment ago was quite envious of the hermit who lives solely on roots and herbs, and who made the stern resolution to treat his body as harshly. Alas, a slight headache, a prick of pain makes him, as big and strong as he is, sorry for himself. He is very upset. He cries with pain. A moment ago, he would have been willing to do all the penances of the anchorites, and the merest trifle makes him despair. Look at this one, who seems to want to give his whole life for God, whose ardor all the torments they are cannot damp. A tiny bit of scandalmongering, a word of calumny, even a slight cold reception or a small injustice done to him, a kindness returned by ingratitude, immediately gives birth to him to feelings of hatred, of revenge, of dislike, to the point often of his never wishing to see his neighbor again, or at least of treating him coldly with an air which shows very plainly what is going on in his heart. And how many times is this his waking thought, just as it was the thought that almost prevented him from sleeping? Alas, my dear brethren, we are poor stuff, and we should count very little upon our good resolutions. St. John Vianney, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.